The upcoming holiday means there is a lot to prepare for, even if you're not making a turkey. For many people, there is a lot of catching up to do over the holiday weekend. You might be spending time with kids during their break from class, or maybe you'll sit next to a relative who's a teacher during your Thanksgiving meal.
Either way, lucky for you, WUWM's education reporter Rachel Morello joins us with a few ideas for things to chat about with the school-minded people in your life. She joins us every so often for a quiz on what's going on in education around Wisconsin. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Mitch. There's certainly plenty going on as we head into the holiday weekend. Let's see how many of these stories you'll be able to chat about with authority. Y'all ready for this?
Y'all ready for this?
You know it.
Okay, here we go. Wisconsin schools and districts have been waiting on something, and it came just in time for the holidays. Can you guess what that might be?
I do know this. It is report cards.
That's correct. The State Department of Public Instruction released annual report cards on Tuesday. Every district and every individual school gets one each year, and they designate accountability ratings for schools, along what's essentially a five-star scale, with one being the lowest and five being the highest. As a refresher, they grade schools on metrics like achievement on state tests, student attendance, student graduation rates, and this year the scores paint a brighter picture for Wisconsin. The majority of the state's students are performing at or above expectations. But there's a but, Mitch. State officials say they're not sure if those scores are an accurate reflection of what's happening in the classrooms.
And why is that?
Well, the DPI says it could be related to the way they calculate scores. Basically, there's been a change in the last few years in the way DPI calculates growth, which is the change in student performance over time. And the significant portion of higher scores this year could have been caused by what they're calling statistical volatility in those calculations. It's a little bit complicated, so if folks want more information, I've reported out a full story, and they can find that on our website.
Fantastic. So I'm one for one here. What is my second question?
Well, you can't get away from report cards just yet. I've got a second question about that.
Oh.
So there was a second key takeaway from the latest round of report cards, and it was actually news about something that didn't happen. Was it that A, no schools received 5 out of 5 stars, so no schools received the highest rating, B, no districts received failing marks, or C, no voucher schools received report cards this year?
I'm going to go with C.
Actually, every voucher school received a report card.
I thought that we talked about that in the last one of these,
yep.
but so it's either A or B.
It's B, that no districts received failing marks this year. So this is actually great news for folks in Racine specifically. You might remember we talked a few weeks ago about how the Racine Unified School District was facing pressure of a potential state takeover. They'd received a failing report card last year, and if you remember, that little thing called OSPP, the Opportunity Schools and Partnership Program,
right.
Basically any district that receives 2 failing marks in a row is subject to that program, which would create sort of a turnaround structure. But similar to what happened in Milwaukee Public Schools last year, Racine improved its score, so the district is no longer at risk of qualifying for that program.
I think I am at risk of a state takeover of my answers here. I'm 1 for 2, which I think is a failing grade.
Well, so far, probably. But you've got one more, and it's not about report cards this time.
All right.
So I'll give you one more before I let you leave for your holiday break.
Bring it on.
This week, a prominent group in Milwaukee brought a lawsuit to the state Supreme Court against a prominent figure on Wisconsin's education scene. Who did they bring the suit against? Was it A, State Superintendent Tony Evers, B, MPS Superintendent Darian Driver, or C, the Marquette Golden Eagles mascot?
As tempting as it is to say C, I'm going to say A.
A, the State Superintendent Tony Evers is correct. Lawyers at the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, otherwise known as WIL, are suing the state superintendent, arguing that under his leadership, the Department of Public Instruction has been writing rules for school policy without running them through the process laid out in state law. Wisconsin has this new thing called the RAINS Act, and it's been in place since this summer, and basically it says state agencies have to submit rule proposals to the governor before they draft anything permanent. Although the legislature's ultimately the one passing laws related to schools, they leave a lot of the specific language up to the DPI and the superintendent. And WIL's general counsel, Rick Essenberg, says this is an issue of transparency, authority, and accountability.
The legislature is trying to set up a structure that would apply to all administrative agencies that would provide for greater accountability. And you have to keep in mind that this would apply no matter who holds these positions. So if there's a Democrat who is elected governor in 2018, well, that person would be the one who gets to review administrative agency rules under this act.
So that was Rick Essenberg of the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty.
Yep. And it's interesting that he brought up the concept of a Democrat being elected governor here, Mitch. Some people are saying they find this lawsuit to be politically motivated. Will is often described as a conservative group. And Superintendent Evers, even though he's nonpartisan in his role as schools chief, is running as a Democrat for the seat as governor in 2018.
So interesting timing for the lawsuit regardless.
Yes, definitely. Well, you got 2 for 3.
Yes.
You are at or above expectations.
Thank you very much.
Nice job, Mitch.
Lake Effect's Rachel Morello is WUWM's education reporter. She joins us every couple of weeks for an education quiz that we call Passing Notes. You can read and hear more of her coverage and submit ideas for future stories at WUWM.com/education.